The biggest story at this year's Detroit Auto Show is the return of the convertible. But you just heard the weather. For car buyers here in the rainy Northwest, this is not great news. So what do car designers have in store for us? Gabe Nelson is a reporter for Automotive News. He's been covering the auto show. And he told Ross Reynolds some car makers want to take on one of the Northwest's biggest sellers, the Subaru.
We're seeing a lot of brands are sort of envious of Subaru's success and are introducing models that are aimed a little bit more at that type of buyer, and that means a lot more for the Pacific Northwest to choose from.
Well, that comports with what I see every day, lots of four-wheel drive Subarus with bike racks. So what are the other car manufacturers doing to try to jump into the Subaru market?
Well, here at the Detroit Auto Show this week, we saw a number of those kinds of models. For one, we saw this concept that that Hyundai came out with called the Santa Cruz. And this is sort of a halfway between a pickup truck and an ordinary crossover. And I think that might be sort of a great model for places like Washington and Oregon, where it's sort of being outdoorsy and, you know, is such a big part of life.
You know, you see a lot of cars. When you see one of these crossover pickup trucks, What's it look? How does it strike you? Is it, what the heck's that? What does it look like?
Honestly, it's what the heck is that? Because we've never really seen much like this. You know, we have, you know, your crossovers that look like an SUV, and you have pickup trucks. But really, very few companies have tried to hit somewhere in between. The concept that Hyundai revealed this week, the Santa Cruz, when it's first coming at you, it looks just like any other crossover or SUV. You know, it's only a concept. It's got a big black grille and ordinary headlights, ordinary wheels. It's got some tough looking plastic stuff around the sills to sort of tell you this is a truck and it's tough. But as it goes past you, you will notice that although there is a back seat, it's a little small because there's a cutaway for the entire back of the vehicle, which is a bed. And that bed's extendable. It's got a cover on it to keep your stuff in. It's got lots of tie down points if you got to stick something big in there and put straps over it to keep it in place. It'll look a lot like a pickup truck, just squashed, just shorter, maybe a little lower. And underneath, it doesn't have that big metal frame that allows an ordinary pickup truck to carry so much gear. But that's okay, because most people aren't hauling, rocks or bricks or sheetrock. It's, camping gear or mulch. It's something that's light enough that you don't need a big frame to hold it in and keep the car steady.
Gabe Nelson, reporter for Automotive News, is telling us about what's coming out at the North American International Auto Show that we might see in showrooms here. Now, we're known as being very eco-conscious in the Northwest. Did you see things there that might appeal to that market here?
Definitely. Electric vehicles are rolling out in large numbers. Sales are not quite as high as maybe people would have hoped, but they are coming. And we're seeing a lot of them that are being sold specifically on the West Coast in markets like California and Oregon, because those states have passed laws that say if you want to sell cars here, some of them have to be electric. So we're seeing models like the new Kia Soul EV, which is that boxy car you see pretty often. It's an electric version of that. Hyundai had the Sonata plug-in hybrid. Fiat has a version of their little 500 called the 500e. A lot of companies, because of those rules, they got to have the electric cars, and so we're seeing a lot of them now.
Gabe, we've talked about cars that are being marketed to buyers in the Northwest. Let's look into the future. What kinds of cars are being designed for people in cities like Seattle and Portland, specifically city people?
The biggest buzzword in the auto industry right now is mobility. The idea that it's not just about selling a car, but about, getting around as a service. This one thing that the car companies are starting to realize is if you're living in the city, owning a car is kind of a pain. I mean, parking spots are, very small. It's expensive often to park. If you can get around walking, biking, taking the bus, I mean, it's more convenient much of the time. You only need a car sometimes. So car sharing is really something that a lot of these companies are thinking about, ways to get people into cars when they need it, but not expect them to always own a car, because it's just not reasonable. So up in Portland and Seattle, some people may have seen these little white smart cars with car-to-go on the side. You can sort of pick it up in one spot, drop it off where you want to go. And what you might not know is car-to-go is not some startup from San Francisco. It's actually a division of Daimler, which owns Mercedes-Benz. So they don't just make luxury cars. They know people living in the cities want cars that they can sort of take when they need them. And so that's a big idea right now, is just little cars, take them when you need them, drop them off when you're done.
One fun thing about auto shows are the so-called concept cars. They're chock full of futuristic ideas, maybe not ready for the assembly line yet. What's the future of driving look like for the Northwest based on what you saw in Detroit?
Well, you mentioned, so we were talking about Mercedes-Benz a second ago, and perhaps the craziest concept that you will see on the floor in Detroit is made by Mercedes-Benz. And this is their concept of a car. Think to 2030, 2040. This is a car that will completely drive itself. You know, it's parked in your driveway. You get in, you tell it where you want to go, and it takes you there. And because of that, everything about this can be completely different. Instead of having all the seats facing forward, they swivel inward like a lounge. So the four seats can face each other and people can have a conversation. There are screens on all the walls, so each of the passengers can sort of do their own thing, and all kinds of crazy innovations like that. And that could be where we're at in 30 years. I mean, self-driving cars have come a long way. Companies like Google have sort of pushed it forward, and we're seeing it really take hold at a rapid, rapid pace. And this isn't specific to the Pacific Northwest, but they're hoping that everyone around the world will be able to hopefully get a ride and not have to drive all the time.
That's Gabe Nelson, a reporter for Automotive News. He talked with Ross Reynolds. The North American International Auto Show in Detroit wraps up on Sunday.